WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Developers of the Atlas Town Center have the economic incentives they sought from the Bryan City Council. That's after local hotel operators and two council members voiced their opposition for the second straight meeting to give money towards the four-star hotel, conference center, and retail area. Mayor Jason Bayinski told Councilman Rafael Pena he would support a similar development in his district.
Can I get a commitment from this council? If this passes, we can make these same improvements in the older parts of town, primarily districts 1 and 2.
If you have a developer that wants to, that's asking for a TIF or TERS in your single member districts to do a housing development, to do a shopping center, absolutely, I would be supportive of that.
The Atlas project, with an estimated value of more than $500 million when completed, would be reimbursed more than $6 million in property taxes and keep more than $2 million it generates in hotel occupancy taxes. The Bryan City Council is asking the Attorney General's office to investigate a woman who has collected city charter signatures but does not live in the city. Councilwoman Ann Horton did not identify the person who has also attended multiple meetings.
In my opinion, anyone who's not a citizen of Bryan is precluded by the city charter from circulating, signing, and acknowledging petitions to change the city charter. Neither are they, in my opinion, eligible to vote in city elections, and I believe that a public declaration made often over the course of several years that a person's residence is located in Bryan doesn't necessarily make it so.
The council did not consider whether to cancel this November's charter election, which asks voters to consider, among other things, whether to ban relatives of council members from being hired or appointed to city positions. A former Hearn policeman will not face a murder charge from a shooting 4 months ago.
Robertson County District Attorney Cody Siegert issued a news release stating evidence presented to a grand jury did not reach the level of probable cause against Stephen Stem. Siegert recapped the Texas Rangers investigation of the May 6 shooting of 93-year-old Pearlie Golden outside her home. Siegert says Golden's nephew told her twice to drop her .38 revolver, then Stem told her four times to put the gun down. Prosecutor says when she continued to approach the officer and lifted the gun to point it at him, Stem fired his weapon. Golden was hit by two rounds, and the officer immediately called for EMS. DA says the grand jury's no bill was not a comment on what he described was an enormous tragedy. He called on prayers for healing on this very close-knit community. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Blinn College Board of Trustees has more options for a new campus in Brazos County. An undisclosed number of properties were revealed during a special meeting Tuesday in Brenham. According to a news release, the board, during an executive session, was presented options from Blinn administrators and consultants involved in real estate and architecture. The properties provided solutions for the next 1 to 3 years, as well as what were called long-term solutions that would complement the Villa Maria campus. Any property purchase is not expected when trustees hold their regular monthly meeting in 2 weeks. Today is the last public hearing on proposed changes in College Station's elementary school boundaries. Two residents spoke at last Thursday's hearing, both encouraging the school board to consider the impact the changes would have on the students. Today's hearing starts at noon at the district's transportation center. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Guys, if you're thinking about buying a new car, you should know that model year closeout is one of the best times to buy. With me is Tim Light and Bubba Dixon from Tom Light Chevrolet. So, Bubba, what's the plan for this closeout season?
Gabe, big discounts on our best-selling Silverados, Equinoxes, and Camaros. The 2015s are rolling in daily, and we have to sell off the 2014 Chevys to make room.
Sounds like a great time to buy. Tim, what's the selection like over there right now?
We have over 130 new Silverados and over 40 Chevy Equinox. In total, we have over 250 new cars, trucks, and SUVs.
So Tom Light Chevrolet offers more choices and more ways to save. Is there any reason to shop anywhere else?
Not a one. If your listeners go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, they'll never want to shop anywhere else.
Tim, how about a few last thoughts?
Gabe, we're just doing business the way we've always done it at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now the buying process is even easier online with Shop, Click, Drive at TomLight.com.
Chevy, find new roads.
Here's your Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine, we'll see lots of that today, and that unfortunately is going to push temperatures up to 95. I don't foresee much in the way of thunderstorm activity for us. It's clear to partly cloudy tonight, lows falling back to 75. Tomorrow, occasional sun, a few clouds here and there, temperatures close to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows near 75. Friday, sun and clouds, maybe a shower or thunderstorm with temperatures close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M Football's Media Day. Plenty going on with the squad. We'll share all that with you coming up in a bit. And a freshman golfer for the A&M golf team is tied for first place. Part of the reason she is, she got a hole-in-one at Traditions yesterday, which is kind of cool. Major League Baseball and updates on a lawsuit against Jerry Jones and more on Roger Goodell and the fallout from Ray Rice. Coming up in sports, we'll do it for you about 6:50.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You know, the NFL sprinkles so much money on the television. It's, I guess we'll talk about that later on today. Since everybody seems to be. Yeah. I mean, he slugged her, okay?
Oh, it was brutal. Yeah. Absolutely brutal.
I'm figuring, you know, most folks. I mean, we saw it the first time it came out.
Yeah.
Now we get to see more.
Well, and then, you know, the NFL and Goodell, we didn't see it. We asked for it. They didn't give it to us.
Yeah. I guarantee you, you go into the NFL headquarters, they got security cameras every inch. Oh, well, all right. Well, we were discussing that. Never mind. So on Saturday morning in Utah, Nicholas Farron alerted his dad when a man allegedly stole two of his dad's expensive bikes from their open garage. The elder Mr. Farron called 911 while running after the thief, who quickly ditched one of the bikes and rode off on the other. Well, obviously, dad's not going to be able to keep up. To the rescue comes Nicholas, hops on his go-kart, and goes chasing after the suspect, also alerting a neighbor and her husband, who got in their car and joined the chase. When more people, including an off-duty police officer, joined in, they hit a major road. The suspect ditched the remaining bike, took off on foot, then took shelter behind trees, removed his hat and shirt. But that didn't fool Farron's neighbors. They saw him, called police, and one Larry Ramon Soto Johnson was arrested. Not bad. Got the 9-year-old kid hopping on the go-kart and going.
That's pretty quick thinking.
Yeah, I think so. Good for him. Yeah.
He was in the back going, dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo.
Dad, can I have a strobe light for my go-kart now? Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
He could be like neighborhood watch dude now.
You just hear him prowling the streets.
Took a train, a plane, a bus. Your garbage can's been out a little too long.
Exactly,
you mind taking
right.
that in?
And that basketball goal does not meet our HOA. Dude.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 615. It's September the 10th. It's day 253, 112 of them to go. It's Swap Ideas Day. Take credit for the better one. It's Sewing Machine Day. I think that's only because Elias Howe got the sewing machine patent. But there was never a Howe sewing machine. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
I don't know what happened there. And it's TV Dinners Day.
He was an idea man.
That's it. It's TV Dinners Day. I think Swanson came out with that first TV dinner. We'll dig around.
I miss the fried chicken that came in the aluminum tids.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Really?
I do.
If you're old, it used to be an aluminum foil tray.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I miss it coming out of that tin.
With aluminum on top of it. And now it's what, plastic and cardboard or something. But that was
But the aluminum made the chicken.
Hey, the food's not that bad.
Wait, what's that?
Plastic and cardboard.
Oh, no, not saying.
And it is that bad.
It is. Well, it depends on what you try. But
aluminum made it crunchy. The chicken was crunchy.
I'm not remembering. I do remember this, that we made it a special occasion at the house when we had TV dinner.
Oh, yeah. That was
my mom was pretty smart.
That was a big deal.
What about those? We'll have to look it up. Let's see what those babies cost back then. And also, it's Take Goofy Photos Day, which I think people
just
practice
happens
every day. Yeah. Doesn't It's not any special day for that. All right. Birthday.
National League MVP from 2010, Joey Votto, is 31 years old. Ryan Phillippe is 40. Big Daddy Kane is 46. He's a rapper.
Oh.
Guy Ritchie is 46, Mr. X Madonna, and directed Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, yeah.
The big unit, Randy Johnson, is 51 years old. One of my favorite actors from one of my favorite movies ever, The King's Speech, yeah. And Colin Firth is 54.
It's a good movie. It really is.
Really, truly enjoyed
close
that one.
To the close to the perfect movie, I would think.
All right. And Siobhan Brown,
yeah,
56 years old, lead singer of Bananarama.
You know, you could have left him off, I'm going to be honest.
I don't know
you.
If it's a he or she.
Okay, could have left the singer off.
Joe Perry, the guitarist for Aerosmith, 64. Bill O'Reilly,
oh.
65. Jose Feliciano yeah. is 69. Danny Hutton from Three Dog Night is 72. And Arnold Palmer is 85 years old today.
Karl Lagerfeld, he's the designer dude, would be 81 years old. And Amy Irving, it says actress here. You know, she hadn't acted in, like, two decades because, you know, when you're married to Steven Spielberg, probably don't really have to be working.
I think she was in The Thing You Do.
Yeah, that's probably been about it. And, again, doesn't have to work.
Why would you?
Yeah.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so brand new polling numbers show a majority of the American people feel the Obama presidency is a failure. Washington Post ABC News poll found that 52% describe Obama's presidency as a failure. Now, that's compared to 42% of Americans that believe it to be a success. Now, those numbers mirror Obama's approval rating of just 42% compared to his disapproval of 51%. There is not a single issue, from the economy to foreign policy, where a majority of the American people approve of the president's handling of the issue. Now, between scandals, no economic recovery, and incoherent foreign policy, is it any surprise the American people now see him for what we predicted he would be, a failure?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi there. I see you're looking at the new 2014 Tundra.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
Sure is. Maybe I can help. What will you be using it for?
Let's see. I've been doing some camping lately and a bit of fishing.
I see. Well, the Tundra is perfect.
Fly fishing, angling, even spear fishing. So, of course, scuba diving. I have a boat, so I'll need to haul that. And,
well, the new Tundra has a complete...
I just tried hang gliding. Very cool. My friend got me into rock climbing. Now I'm scaling some pretty high peaks. Have you heard of lumberjacking?
When you want to do more, get a truck that does more. The new 2014 Toyota Tundra.
Motocross is kind of a hobby, and I've been doing some woodworking, building my own furniture.
It has a completely redesigned leather interior, backup camera, and tons of hauling capacity. It's a new generation truck for a new generation of Americans.
And oh yes, skydiving is very liberating.
Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $279 a month for 24 months with $24.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit GSTOffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/14.
620, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just kind of peeking behind the headlines in the weather. I mean, Friday, we got a 60% chance of rain.
Don't say that.
Yeah, okay.
What? You gonna scare it away?
I don't think so. I think
we could use a little rain, but I'd rather it not carry over and make 8 o'clock game be 10 o'clock game.
Oh, that's what that won't happen.
Speaking of which, did you see they're amending that a bit?
I don't know what that means. No,
Because the policy of A&M for the let's clear the stadium of football players because of bad weather.
Yeah,
there weren't enough announcements made according to the SEC.
What does that mean?
It means that they didn't say often enough, please seek shelter. There's lightning within 8 miles of the stadium.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. Well, I guess the but they wouldn't have been able to watch the game on the big screen. So,
well, you and I both know that 90% of the people, after they said, please seek shelter, there's lightning, people would have gone, nah, yeah. I'm going to watch the game.
Yeah, because if I get up, I'm liable to leave. Because yeah. After all, was Lamar. The second annual No Such Thing as the Poop Fairy contest is going on.
And I missed the first annual.
Yeah, what? Well, that's okay. But, you know, it's never too late. Well, it is too late because it's in Boulder, Colorado, and it's today. So that makes it difficult for you to be there. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see. Maybe the College Station or Bryan Parks and Recreation people want to listen to this. The city invited dog owners to bring their pooches out to the local nature trail to have their pictures taken. Professional photographers providing canine costumes and backdrops. Just remember, when your dog tucks its tail, it's telling you, I don't want to be wearing this, even though you think it looks cute. The winner of the photo contest gets a $50 gift card to a pet store. The idea is to encourage pet owners to place their dog's poo in the provided receptacles instead of leaving them on the ground. After all, there is no poop fairy to pick it up. So, there you are. Something to think about. Of course, that could happen anywhere. It doesn't even have to be on the nature trails.
We podcast the show.
Yes, we do.
And just a shorthand for this one of the title of this segment.
Yes.
On our website makes me laugh. The thought of putting this up, there is no poop fairy. Somebody's going to click on that just to find out what that is.
That's why we do it.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Family Dollar is not giving up. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Dollar General is going hostile in its effort to take over Family Dollar stores. Dollar General is taking its $9.1 billion offer directly to Family Dollar shareholders after the bid was rejected by the Family Dollar board, which has twice said it is committed to an agreement to be bought by Dollar Tree. Safety regulators are taking a look at Chrysler minivans after a complaint from a New Jersey driver. The man told the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration his vehicle can stall without warning after a fill-up, and it happened once while his wife was driving on a freeway. The driver says he knows at least 8 others have had similar problems. Now the NHTSA has to decide if a recall is necessary. Stock futures pointing a little higher this morning. Krispy Kreme Donuts reported stronger sales for the latest quarter, but the donut chain's adjusted profit fell short of Wall Street forecasts. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. You know that online marketing is critical, but where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting with the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP has powered local business with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. Look, you have to be the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And to prove it, they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to being found by customers. Over 70 million potential customers search YP.com and the YP mobile app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Claim your free business listing now and discover the power that is YP. Don't get left behind. Claim your free listing and start getting found today. Visit MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
In today's economic environment, some banks tell you how safe it is to bank with them. Brenham National Bank believes the old adage, the proof is in the pudding, tells the story. Brenham National Bank has been serving the Brazos Valley for over 81 years, and we think that speaks for itself. The next time your bank moves or changes its name, think about moving your business to us. Brenham National Bank, serving our customers since 1933. That's what we Member FDIC.
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin and Accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Voted 13 times in a row. Best of the Brazos. You can go to NormaGTractor.com. As mentioned, good chance of rain as we're headed in toward the weekend. But today, 96 or so with a heat index around 103. Probably the same thing for tomorrow. There will be a slight chance of showers tomorrow at about 20%, 30% on Thursday night. And then again, we're looking at a 60% chance of rain during the day on Friday and in the evenings as well. As far as Saturday is concerned, looks like a high temperature of about 87 degrees, which will be nice, and a 40% chance of showers during the day, 30% at night, with a low of 68, which will be pleasant. And then on Sunday, a high of only 91 or so with a 30% chance of rain. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 5, 90% relative humidity, and it's 77.
It's outrageous.
I don't think I could pull off that skirt.
It's hysterical.
Many hell.
It's hot in Cleveland. Coming to ABC 40 on September 15th, TV's funniest comedy with Betty White and Valerie Bertinelli, coming exclusively to ABC 40. Weekdays at 6 p.m. September 15th.
You don't get a puppy and a fireman in the same day.
The news can wait until 10. Get your laughs first with Hot in Cleveland, starting September 15th at 6 p.m. on ABC 40.
Two quick questions for you to think about. What is your vision for your life? And the second question, are you living it? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Covita Insurance Services is an insurance agency. Benefits, pricing, availability, and insurance companies vary by state. Policies contain limitations, exclusions, waiting period, termination, and renewal provisions. Call for details.
Honey, did you know that when Jamie's father passed away in that accident, his Social Security only paid her $255? The funeral alone cost her over $10,000. If anything ever happened to us, I don't want to leave that burden to the kids.
We won't, dear. We have a $25,000 guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance policy through Covita Insurance Services. And it helps with all kinds of final expenses like funerals, credit card debt, and medical bills.
That would have really helped Jamie.
And with guaranteed acceptance, there are no health questions or medical exams. Rates will never increase and benefits will never decrease. Plus, there's even a cash value benefit.
What about our age?
Anyone between the ages of 40 and 80 qualifies, and you can't be turned down for pre-existing conditions.
Talk to a Covita licensed agent today at 800-256-0610. That's 800-256-0610. 800-256-0610.
Everyone should be living their dream. It just makes sense. What on earth could be more important than living your dream?
You would think. What I notice, though, is a lot of people have their dreams squashed. Usually by well-meaning, well-intentioned adults who try to steer them towards certain professions or outside of what they really care about.
Martha Lasley, author of the book Courageous Visions, says if you're not really sure what your dream or vision is, try this.
Imagine that you're on the front page of the paper. What does the headline say? Imagine that you're quoted in the article. What do you say in the article? This gets people in touch with some of the things that matter most to them.
Martha says when you look at some of the great visionaries and their visions or dreams...
Typically, visions start with some kind of a dissatisfaction, some kind of discomfort. Walt Disney, when he went to a carnival in his hometown with his young daughter, took a look around and he thought, this place is pretty dirty, it's a little seedy, and I think I can do better. A lot of visions come from dissatisfaction, so I think it's important to explore what's missing in our lives. From there, we can come up with great visions.
And every great vision, says Martha, is really just a series of small steps.
Even if they're only working on their vision 5 minutes a day, that's how novels get written. That's how companies get created. And eventually they build a momentum to create even more time for building their vision.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Texas Attorney General's office will be getting a letter from the mayor of Bryan that follows the city council approving a motion read by Ann Horton.
In my opinion, evidence has come forward that gives me reason to believe that a person who is not a citizen is attempting to influence city government by circulating a petition to rewrite portions of the Bryan City Charter. And as such, it's my duty to the citizens of Bryan to ask that this matter be looked into.
The council voted to ask the AG to investigate an unidentified woman believed to live out of town but has been voting in city elections and passing city charter petitions.
Neither are they, in my opinion, eligible to vote in city elections. And I believe that a public declaration made often over the course of several years that a person's residence is located in Bryan doesn't necessarily make it so.
Rafael Pena did not vote, saying he participated in circulating the same petitions associated with the woman. There were enough signatures to ask voters this November to consider three charter changes. Among them is whether council members should be banned from voting on matters when campaign donors contributed more than $250. Economic incentives have been given by a majority of the Bryan City Council to build a biocorridor development valued at a minimum $500 million. Supporters of the Atlas Town Center include Chuck Condorla.
If we incentivize this, we get a conference center, we get a town center, and we don't give a dime away of taxpayer money till the developer has built, succeeded, and raised the money. How could you be against?
Al Sein says Atlas will succeed with the additional incentives because of prior deals that created the Affiliated Traditions Development and Golf Course.
So the scare tactic that $500 million is just going to evaporate is not factual.
Atlas could keep more than $2 million in hotel occupancy tax money it generates in its first 10 years of operation and keep more than $6 million in property taxes once construction is completed. Atlas has until June 2017 to complete infrastructure and until January 2019 to open a 177-room hotel and 10,000-square-foot conference center. Blinn College trustees met behind closed doors Tuesday to hear more possible locations for new campuses in Brazos County. No action was taken after the meeting in Brenham, and none is expected when they hold their regular monthly meeting in 2 weeks. During the executive session, trustees heard from Blinn administrators and outside consultants who are involved in real estate and architecture. None of the possible sites were mentioned publicly. A Blinn news release stated they include long-term locations that would complement the Villa Maria campus as well as accommodate short-term solutions during the next 1 to 3 years. All this is in addition to Blinn's work with a Bryan architect to maximize the Villa Maria campus learning space, food service, parking, and transportation resources. This year's projected enrollment on that campus is nearly 14,000, an increase of 700 over last fall. The third and final public hearing for modifying College Station Elementary school zones to include the new Spring Creek Elementary will be held today. At the second public hearing this past Thursday, resident Bob Standberry was one of two people who asked the board to reconsider the impact on the children.
It's like you're letting process be your friend, but I'm not sure it's being as friendly to all the folks that are involved. And there's a group of 31 people that were selected. These were nominated by principals, et cetera, et cetera, as they said. I think perhaps this could be opened up a bit.
Michael Snelson says he doesn't want his three daughters, who currently go to South Knoll, to get lost in the shuffle. Today's hearing starts at noon at the district's transportation center. A Robertson County grand jury has decided a murder charge would not be filed against a former Hearn policeman who shot a woman 4 months ago.
Spring Creek.
DA Cody Seegert issued a news release summarizing evidence collected by the Texas Rangers in the May 6 shooting of 93-year-old Pearlie Golden by Officer Stephen Stem. Seegert says Stem responded to a 911 call from Golden's nephew of a possible aggravated assault with an armed individual. Outside Golden's home, Stem was told by the nephew that Golden had a gun. The two men were confronted by Golden, who was carrying a .38 caliber revolver. Seegert says the nephew told Golden twice to put the gun down, then Stem told her four times to do the same. The prosecutor says when Golden continued to approach the officer and lifted her gun to point it at him, Stem fired his weapon, striking Golden twice. Then the officer immediately called for EMS. Siegert says the grand jury considered every aspect of this tragedy before reaching a determination that, based on the actual evidence, the shooting did not reach the level of probable cause to indict Stem. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The timing of State Senator Wendy Davis's controversial memoir has come under fire from Attorney General Greg Abbott, who says the book deal violates Texas campaign finance law. Meantime, the Davis campaign calls Abbott's move a frivolous stunt.
Abbott's campaign manager Wayne Hamilton appealed to the State Ethics Commission for an opinion of whether the publisher's promotion of the book would be an in-kind campaign contribution. Houston election attorney Fred Lewis says don't hold your breath on a decision.
It will take it months to look into it, so frankly we're not going to know anything about this one way or another until months after the election.
Lewis calls ethics accusations common in campaigns. The Davis memoir, entitled Forgetting to Be Afraid, documents her life, including decisions to terminate two pregnancies in the 1990s. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. We'll have more news for you at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Business owners, Suddenlink has solutions for you that can help your bottom line, control your costs, and probably give you a better product than you're getting right now. If you own or manage a business, you've got plenty of things that you need to be worried about rather than your communications technology and security. So why don't you let Suddenlink go ahead and focus on that? Their business division has a way to help you set up your network, get you focused so that you can take care of the day-to-day operations of your business. Suddenlink uses state-of-the-art technology to make sure that you and your business are up and running and stay that way, and they've got advanced network operation centers that monitor your network to make sure that you've got the 24/7 connection that you need. And new customers can get workplace 8-meg internet and unlimited business-class phone for under $100 a month, plus business-class phone lines are available for only $29.95 each. Suddenlink Business, it's a phone call away. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. He'll provide you and your business with a solution that's perfect for you. Again, it's 595-2413 or go to suddenlinkbusiness.com to get more information.
Texas A&M Program on Healthy Aging, in conjunction with the Brazos Valley Area Agency on Aging, are excited to announce their Fall Prevention Awareness Day, September 24th, from 9 a.m. to noon. The event will be hosted by the City of College Station Parks and Recs program at the Southwood Community Center. Topics will include home safety, physical activity, the fear of falling, and medication management. Come and enjoy snacks and door prizes September 24th at the Southwood Community Center.
At the Bank and Trust, we understand what local banking means and how important it is to the vitality of the community. That's why at the Bank and Trust, you'll find community banking at its best. Sure, we offer products you've come to expect like free checking, free small business checking, mobile deposit, and much more. We also know that banking is more than checking accounts and loans. It's about people and integrity. We're the same people you've trusted in the past, and it's our promise we will continue to earn your trust in the future. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 months, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Good morning. It's 6:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. From now until the end of the month, buy a complete air conditioning system with Barker's Heating and Cooling and get a evaporator coil free. That's a $500 value. We're get a $500 credit toward that new system from Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here we go.
Sunshine and warmth. It's in the forecast for today. Unfortunately, in regards to shower and thunderstorm activity, not a whole lot of that coming up. Will be mostly sunny today, probably around 95. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy conditions. Lows overnight near 75. Sunshine again tomorrow. Temperatures are going to make their way up to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, we're partly cloudy and 75. A mixture of clouds and sun Friday. Maybe an isolated storm, a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maybe I helped him do that or something, but I mean.
That's Kenny Hill talking a little bit about the chemistry with he and Kyle Allen, and Coach Sumlin even went on to talk about just the chemistry of the team in general. We'll have that plus a whole lot more coming up in sports with the likes of Major League Baseball, more rhubarb about Ray Rice, and we'll do all that for you here in about 10 minutes.
President Barack Obama will address the nation tonight at 8 o'clock so that we will be able to understand ISIS. Thank God he's here to do that for us. He were not here to explain that to us, we would be wandering aimlessly, wondering about it. But he'll be here to tell us about it. He's going to tell us how the U.S. intends to battle ISIS militants who have been gathering strength in Syria and Iraq. Politico reports that the White House is circulating a proposal for new authority to arm and equip Syrian rebels. You got to be pretty careful over there because, you know, we've already said we don't want that government that's over there in place. Okay? So, fine. Not sure which rebels you're going to give those guns to, but we'll see. The language the administration is considering would prop up the Syrian rebels without committing the U.S. to sending ground troops into Syria. Syria is considered by most experts to be the ISIL home base of operations. We'll talk to Bill Flores in a little less than an hour. So anyway, the president will be speaking on that. The rising threat of Islamic extremists has set the stage now for Republicans to kind of make a splash as well as they launch their Benghazi investigation. If you have not seen the Fox special on the book 13 Hours, you need to see it. It'll make you really angry. It's an interview from the three authors, the three guys who helped to write a book about the 13 Hours of Benghazi. They were there for Blackwater. They were, you know, they were guys who were doing security, and their story, their description, which is pretty graphic in some areas. To say it makes you angry would probably be an understatement, but all I could hear as I was watching it is a former Secretary of State saying, at this point, what difference does it make?
Well, the presser immediately following that, somebody asked a question, and they said there was never that order was never given.
Yeah. It's
this is like the unraveling sweater of different struggles.
Yeah,
you know, the IRS thing, and got the sweater coming over this way.
Now, I don't know. I looked up the publisher, didn't know who the publisher of the book was, so I don't know what kind of distribution they're going to get. I don't know what kind of legs they're going to get on this deal. But the book push will come this week, and you'll probably hear more about it. Another bad polling omen for Democrats heading into the November midterms. This latest CNN poll shows Republicans 49, Democrats 45 on a generic ballot. I mean, no names, just Republican or Democrat, which would you vote? And the Republicans win by 4 points. What's kind of interesting is that the GOP has a 15-point advantage when it comes to independent voters. Now, that needs to send a message to the Republicans, I think, a little bit, saying, you know, they're not really comfy calling themselves Republicans for whatever reason, but from an ideological standpoint, they feel more comfortable under your tent than under the Democrats' tent, so you might want to look at your messaging a little bit and see what it is that's causing them to not be ready to embrace the entire Republican name. Hello?
Does that illustrious president we have not know that those folks over there are killers?
No, he you know, it's he can't even say terrorists, you know? He just can't. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
It may be my own biases, but I just feel like the Republicans see independents as somewhere in between Democrat and Republican. And it, to me, it's not linear. There's a strong federal control or weak federal control. And I think a lot of the independents fall more in the libertarian camp, more in the leave us alone.
We can go back to the very founding of the country when we start talking about big state, small state.
There you go.
I mean, it's just that it's the idea. The argument's been around a while, certainly. Hello.
I wonder if it's just a coincidence that his speech comes on the eve of 9/11.
Well, you know, that's certainly a
no, they wouldn't do anything like that. No.
What we need to find out is what's going to be preempted, because that's going to make a lot of people angry. I mean,
it actually will, and that's not the president's fault.
I know.
Yes, it is. He's the one that called for the speech.
No, America's been on this slide for a long time.
Well, it's interesting, though. Polling that I heard quoted on Fox, but I hadn't seen it in writing or anything. It's interesting that ISIS has again awakened Americans in a way that we haven't had in a long, long time. And so from that standpoint, they're maybe paying attention. I mean, I'm not saying... And he's got to make sure that he doesn't make the speech too long, and he's bad about that.
Well, have you seen the picture online yet of the arrest in Houston? There's a guy sitting in the back of a Houston PD car.
Yeah,
and he is of that descent with an ISIS shirt on.
Oh, it is, great! Yeah, good.
Well, you know, under the headline of "They're already here."
Uh huh. Well,
now I didn't dig all the way into the story, but
well, that's okay. But we'd mentioned Ryan Crocker's piece that was in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. Okay, so we'll finish with a joke. Okay.
On the lighter side,
like you would. So
I hope that's how President Obama ends his.
That's right. Yeah. A president and a vice president go into a restaurant. Okay, we'll make it generic.
You like pie?
I like pie.
Yeah. A president and a vice president go into a restaurant, and the waitress comes over and says to the president, sorry, I'll have a steak and a side of pasta. The waitress writes down the order was given to her by the president.
You're bad.
And then asks, what about your vegetable? And he says, oh, he'll have the same thing.
This is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 13th, it's hay bale gardening. Learn about a simpler, easier way to garden that cuts weeding time and reduces wildlife pressure. We'll see you this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Most of the really serious insect pests that trouble Texas landscape and garden plants reach their population peaks in the summertime. A few lag behind, however, and these are the ones that we need to watch for as temperatures fall and autumn sets in. Let's make a list in an effort to keep ahead of the bugs, the fall insects of which you need to beware. Is that good grammar? I'll have details right after this message. A year ago at this time, I was working feverishly to get Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening underway. I wanted to produce a book that would be the best book I had ever published. This is the first book I have self-published. My book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has 844 of my photographs, 344 pages. It is the book I've always wanted to offer to you. Now, normally it's priced at $32.95, but it's on sale for only $28.95. It would be wonderful if you're planning fall landscape improvements or if you're looking for a holiday gift. Now, that's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Remember, it is not in stores, and you also will not find it on Amazon. The chapters cover everything you need to be successful in gardening in the Lone Star State. Order it at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Fall webworms are common on pecans, persimmons, and mulberries. They're quite similar to the eastern tent caterpillars that web all over those same trees in late spring and summer. The easiest way to eradicate them is with a long-handled pole pruner. If you cut the small webs out before they fully engulf their limbs, you can minimize the damage and bad looks. You can spray for them by using a general-purpose insecticide such as malathion, but you'll need to mix in a couple of drops of liquid detergent to help the spray penetrate into the webs. It's too much trouble. Prune them out. Ignore them. I don't care what you do. It's not worth spraying them. Fall webworms. Grubworm damage may begin to show up in your turf if the lawn is weakening, turning yellow, and if you can pull on it and it comes loose easily from the runners, from the soil, runners and all, like a bad toupee, then that's grubworm damage and you need to apply Merit or one of the other general purpose turf insecticides. They're hard to control if you wait much longer. When you apply the insecticide, water it in deeply. Most lawns do not have grubworm damage. If you're raising a fall garden or if you've planted new annuals for fall, winter, or spring color, watch for aphids. You can always identify aphids by their pear-shaped bodies and by the way they cluster near the newest foliage at the growing tips of their host plants. Aphids give birth to living young without mating, so populations can explode quickly. In fact, it's aphids that have been causing sticky sap to drop from pecans, oaks, and crepe myrtles over the past several weeks. Watch out for stinging caterpillars in the fall. Puss caterpillars, hag moth caterpillars, and larvae of the I.O. moth are all found in Texas. There are other stinging caterpillars. It's best to assume that something's going to sting you if you don't know what it is. Don't be touching those caterpillars. Oh, and yellow jackets also proliferate in fall's cooler weather, and they are aggressive. I don't like to kill wasps and hornets, but yellow jackets go after a child. They'll go after me. And so for those, I'll either knock the nest down or I'll use one of the long throw sprays. You have to be careful. The propellants in those will damage foliage. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll help you pick your focal points wisely in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Texas A&M Football Media Day was held yesterday, and the focus turned into the way the team has gelled together so far this season. Coach Sumlin commented on it being unlike a lot of places, using Kenny Hill and Kyle Allen as an example, saying that Hill was one of the first on the field to celebrate Allen's first touchdown. Kenny Hill was then asked if Allen had helped him to the success that he had seen so far this season.
We've worked so hard for this, and I mean, we pushed each other so hard. And when you see the other person do well, you kind of take some pride in it, like, oh, I helped, like maybe I helped him do that or something. But I mean, it's cool being that close with Kyle.
We'll hear more on the chemistry of the team from Coach Sumlin at 7:50. It's the Aggies and Old Southwest Conference foe Rice this Saturday at 8 o'clock. Pregame starts at 7, and it's on 1620 WTAW. SMU coach June Jones resigned Monday, only two games into his seventh season at the school, citing unspecified personal reasons for the decision. One of the names being mentioned as the replacement, 29-year-old A&M offensive coordinator Jake Spavital. He was asked about the situation yesterday.
That just shows that we're doing our job right here. It's only week two. We've only played two games. I thought that normally happens at the end of the season. It's an honor to be mentioned in that group, but I'm not even worrying about that right now. It's more focused on keeping this offense going in the direction that it should be going, because we're going into our third game. We haven't even really started conference play.
The state of Texas record college football crowd, 104,728, is now held by Texas A&M against Lamar. According to the numbers released by the 12th Man Foundation, a whopping 38,800 student tickets were issued for the Aggie home opener. Last week's huge student poll shattered the old record of 31,000 students. In Aggie golf, freshman Maddie Sesrick matched Texas A&M school record, firing a 65, including now a hole-in-one on the 16th hole, to launch herself into a tie atop the leaderboard at the Memorial at the Traditions Golf Club. The Aggies moved into a tie for second place in the tournament behind a tournament record 4-under. The Memorial concludes today. In Major League Baseball, Jonathan Villar hit a tie-breaking single in the ninth to lift Colin McHugh's and the Houston Astros over the Mariners 2-1. Houston will try to get another one tonight in Seattle. They'll start things off at 9:10. Cole Calhoun hit a leadoff homer as the Los Angeles Angels stretched their winning streak to 6 games, knocking off the Rangers 9-3. Texas infielder Ryan Rua said that there is still no quit in the Rangers ball club.
The season's not over for a couple more weeks. No one in here wants to lose. Everyone wants to win. A lot of young guys are up right now. It's good to get experience for them. It's very unfortunate, the injuries that occur throughout the year. Everyone's out there battling every day still, so just go from there.
L.A. stays in Arlington. They'll start tonight at 7:05. A woman in Dallas filed a lawsuit this week that accused Cowboys owner Jerry Jones of sexual assault. The woman, Jana Reckerly, claims that she was the person who took the racy pictures of Jones that were released in August. Reckerly is seeking more than $1 million in damages from both Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. Jones' lawyer, Levi McCatherin, called the allegations, quote, completely false. McCatherin also called the lawsuit, quote, a money grab. Baylor quarterback Bryce Petty will return to the lineup when the 8th-ranked Baylor Bears take on Buffalo Friday. Coach Art Briles is optimistic about Petty's return.
He was better yesterday. He was able to run and do some things. That was very encouraging. So we'll just have to wait and see. I know that he really is anxious to get back on the field and play and help us, you know, contribute to try to get victories.
Petty should be able to go after missing Baylor's last game with two cracked small bones in his back. Petty was hurt on the first series of the season opener. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league asked for but was not given a just-released video showing former Ravens running back Ray Rice hitting his then-fiancée on an elevator. Goodell, in an interview with CBS that aired yesterday, said no one at the NFL saw the video that TMZ posted online Monday. Fallout continues from the incriminating video, however. Ray Rice striking his then-fiancée in Atlantic City. Nike and EA Sports Gaming Company dropped the suspended running back from the endorsement contracts that they held with him. The U.S. national basketball team got 20 points from Kay Thompson on the way to a 119-76 rout of Slovenia in the quarterfinals of the World Cup. The Americans will take their, get this now, 61-game winning streak in international competition into the semifinal matchups against Lithuania tomorrow. And a very sad note, Bob Sutter, a member of the Miracle on Ice team that won the Olympic gold medal in 1980 and the father of Minnesota Wild star Ryan Sutter, died yesterday. Sutter died suddenly in his home in Wisconsin and is the first player from the famed 80s squad that upset the Russians to pass away. Bob Sutter was 57. And that has been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Navasota News 1550. And that has been a look at your sports, and it's all brought to us by our friends at Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley is the leader in caring for the terminally ill. We provide care in a variety of settings, from your home to our inpatient facility. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting Fibermax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe! Put it right there! Yup! Yup, right there!
Sorry about that. Fibermax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. Fibermax, for quality and yield. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Lee's Carpet resists spills and stains so well, we are having a spillabration.
Enjoy 50% off with 18-month special financing on selected styles of Lee's Carpet. Plus, you can save up to 30% on selected hardwood, laminate, and tile floors, too. Ron, tell me, why should we come in now and save on Lee's Carpet?
Lee's has the newest styles and colors and the best warranties of any carpet. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet 1 on Highway 6, next to Harley-Davidson.
About 96 for a high temperature today. Got a good chance of rain on Friday. Keeping our fingers crossed. 77 now. WTAW College Station, Bryan.